sag mir der Paritas mission a baby ich be ich so hast du doch kein der Tag hat ab wenn hinter da mal mal both a man and a woman urinated into a ball and after they both urinated into the ball blood was found inside the ball Rabbi Yosi is mitaher be ich. Now in truth this is rather obvious as we saw in the previous Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosi holds that the Isha is Tara if she saw Dam while she was urinating, whether she was sitting or standing, it doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Yosi, that blood would not make her into a Nida. Since she saw the Dam while she was urinating, we don't suspect that the blood came from the uterus. And only if the blood comes from the uterus would that blood be Matami the Isha. So certainly in this case, where both the Isha and the Isha urinating, we don't know. If the Dam came from the Isha or the Isha, Rabbi Yosi would be Matara in this case. The Kavachomer from the previous case. So why did the Mishnah have to say that Rabbi Yosi is Mitar? And before I should explain that the reason why this Mishnah tells us also that Rabbi Yosi is Mitar, even though this case is rather obvious, is because the Mishnah wants to tell us that that which Rabbi Yosi is Mitar and Isha, that Dam comes out of her while she is urinating, is even Lechatchila. She can go ahead even Lechatchila and touch things that are Tar. We shouldn't think that that which Rabbi Yosi said she is Tar in the previous Mishnah is only B'di'evet. She already saw Dam while she was urinating, and she went ahead and touched taros, but yeah, but we would say that those taros are tahar. But l'chatchila, she should be metar herself before she touches anything that is tar. So therefore, the mission repeats itself over here in Mishnah Beis and tells us again that Rabbi Yosi is metar to teach us that Rabbi Yosi is metar even l'chatchila. Rabbi Shimon metamet. Rabbi Shimon argues, he holds that the Isha would be tamei in this case, even though we don't know for sure that the blood came from the Isha. She'ain derech ha'ish l'hoitzi dam. The reason is that it's not usual for a man to be mighty dumb. The cheskes dumb is from the Isha. The greater likelihood is that the blood came from the Isha. The Isha often sees dumb while Isha does not. So therefore, even though we don't know for sure that the dumb came from the Isha would be tmeh. Of course, we're talking about in such a case where the Isha urinated while she was standing. And we saw in the previous mission that if a woman urinates while she is sitting, the blood would not make her into a nida. So therefore, we're talking about in this case where Isha urinated while she is standing, and we said in the previous Mishnah that a woman that urinates while she is standing and blood comes out with the urine, that would make her into a nida. Second nida paratas Mishnah gemo ishila chaluka lenachris or lenida. Hareza tolaba. A woman that lends her clothing to a Goya or to a Jewish woman, that's a nida. And then when she gets back the clothing and she wears it herself, she finds dam on the clothing and she doesn't know if that dam came from her or maybe it can't. From the Nachris or the Nida that she lent the begotten to, in such a case, she could be Tolaba, meaning she can say that the blood came from the Goya or from the Nida that she lent the clothing to, and she would be Tahira. And since the Goya anyway is Tamea, and the din is that all Goyim have a din of Zavit, and the Jewish woman that the Nida that she lent the clothing to also is Tamea. So by saying that the blood came from them, she would not be Mekalkal them, she would not be making them Tamea when they're not, as they're anyway. Tamea. So she could be Tola and say that the blood came from them, not from her. Even though it is possible it came from her, she doesn't know. She got back to clothing and she wore it herself, she saw the Dam, so it's possible it did come from her. On the other hand, it's possible it came from the Gaya or the Nida, who are anyway Tamea. So we might as well be Tola and say that the blood came from the Gaya or the Nida, since they are already Tamea, rather than saying that it came from this woman who is Tahira. But if she lent the clothing to a Jewish woman who's not a Nida, who is Tahira, in such a case, she cannot be Tolaba. She can't say that the blood came from that woman. And by saying it came from the woman that she lent it to, she would be making her Tamea when she's not. So therefore, since she can't be Tolaba on that woman, so then she has to have a suffix. Maybe it came from her. Maybe really that is Dam Nida that she had, and that she is Tamea. So in such a case, both her and the woman that she lent the clothing to would be Tamea. Since we don't know who this blood came from, did it come from the woman who borrowed it, or did it come from the woman who lent it, so therefore, me suffix. In such a case, they would both be Tmeim, but that's only where she lent the clothing to a woman that is otherwise Tahira. But if she lent the clothing to a woman that's a Nida or to a Nachris, like we said, in such a case, she would be Tolaid and say that the Dam came from the Nachris or the woman that's a Nida. Since they are already Tmeim anyway, we might as well say that the blood came from them. Shalosh Nashim Shalavshu Chalak Echad, O Shayashvu Asapso Echad, V'nimtza Alav Dam. Kulon Tmeim, three women, that they all wore the same piece of clothing. First one woman wore it, then she led to the second one, and the second one led to the third one. They all wore that piece of clothing. And then Dam was found in that piece of clothing after all three women wore it. Or all three women sat down on the same bench. And afterwards, Dan was found on the bench. All three women are Tameim. And since we don't know who this Dan came from, did it come from woman A or woman B or woman C? So since we have a suffix, they're all Tameim, and they all sat on the same bench. It might have come from any one of them. They all wore the same piece of clothing. So that Dan that was found on that piece of clothing might have come from any one of them. So therefore, they're all Tameim suffix. If the three women sat down on a bench that's made out of stone, which is not mekabel tuma, or all three women sat on a stool that is found in the bathhouse, that stool is also not mekabel tuma. And then Dan was found on the bench or on the stool. Rabbi Nechemya is mitar all three women, and the reason is Shahaya Rabbi Nechemya Oimer. Rabbi Nechemya used to say, "Kol davar she'ein mekabel tuma, ein mekabel ksamim." Anytime Dam is found on something which is not Mekabel Tuma, it would not be Mekabel Ksamim, meaning that Kesem, that stain that is found, would not be Mekabel the person. And according to Rabbi Nechemya, that which Rabbanan were mitaking, that when a Kesem is found, that a stain of blood is found, that the woman is Tmeah, that's only if the stain of blood was found on something which is Mekabel Tuma. But if the stain of blood was not found on something which is Mekabel Tuma, the woman is tarred. So therefore, in this case, since the Kesem was found on a Safsul or on an Istaba, which is not Mekabel Tuma, the women are tahar.